As the Denali climbing season gets underway, some of the most dramatic photographs of the mountain are back on display at the Anchorage Museum. 40 aerial shots from the museum's collection of Bradford Washburn's photos are featured in a summer exhibit. The late mountaineer spent as much time as he could on Alaska's highest peak. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The day when Bradford Washburn turned over a collection of his photographs to the Anchorage Museum was a big one for the organization. Dave Nichols is head of the exhibits department. He says it was a moment of real optimism for the museum.
He gave it to the museum on the evening that Elmer Rasmussen stood up on a stage over there and gave us $50 million to do the addition. And Brad was so moved by that, he said, well, I'm going to give you all these photos.
More than a decade later, the edition is nearly complete and Bradford Washburn's photos are on display. The exhibit comes back every 3 years or so and has been a popular one with tourists and Alaskans. Looking at the pictures, it's not hard to see why they draw a crowd. Most are dramatic landscapes with jagged mountain peaks rising from ice fields. But Nichols is drawn to the pictures that are a bit different. One of his favorites features a set of tracks making their way across an expanse of snow.
It's very abstract in a way. It's not obvious what it is until you have a really good look at it. And it's fun watching tourists come up to this one because they're so used to seeing McKinley and the glaciers and mountain ridges, and then they look at this and you'll see a little crowd gathering around and they're always oohing and aahing because suddenly they realize, oh, they're animal tracks. Well, that's a foot track going across the snow. And it gives you a sense of scale here because you can just see the shadows of the trees on top. I think that was a pretty clever trick.
Washburn took risks as a mountaineer and as a photographer. He shot many of his early landscapes leaning out the side of an airplane. A few straps kept him and his enormous camera from falling out.
I always think it must have been really difficult because you have to have an incredibly fast shutter speed because the plane is rattling around. And it's a big old plate camera, so you have this big glass plate in the back, and then you can't give it a time exposure. It's got to be instantaneous, and the film must be really quick too, because if you look at these photos, the detail is amazing. It's just phenomenal. I bet he did go up on really windy days, though.
During his mountaineering career, Washburn racked up more than a dozen first ascents in Alaska. His wife became the first woman to summit Denali shortly after they married in 1947. Washburn had many careers. He was a cartographer by training, and he established the Boston Museum of Science. Nichols says on every trip Washburn made to Alaska, he made sure to stop by the Anchorage Museum. And Nichols treasures the museum's collection of Washburn landscapes.
It's very important for us because he's such a famous, not just photographer, but a scientist or cartographer. And to have a whole set of his prints is quite something. And, he really believed in this museum, and that's why he donated this stuff to us.
The photographs will be on display at the Anchorage Museum through September 19th. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.